By the way, heads up. Yes, we've been talking about it. It is a what does fans call Co-Wetzel Day, and it commemorates the Taco Bell incident from several years ago where he ended up in the slammer briefly.
Let me guess. It was like at 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. So, his riot room, which is, I don't know, over there in West 7th, not too far from here, they're teasing that there's going to be a big old surprise. So, Co-fans, head on out. Get yourself some beer can chicken and the like and have fun out there. But as for the rest,
it's the weekend update.
Let's find out what is worthy of your weekend. First, a little past the weekend. Coming up on Tuesday, heads up Willow Park. Hank fans, we'll be heading out there. I'll see you at the Cross Tire, which has been talked about a lot recently on Facebook. But we'll see you there Tuesday, high noon. Willow Park is the place. But yes, it is all about Texas Independence Day weekend here at Hank FM. And Mark Phillips, our marathon man, will this afternoon kick it off in full
on a Songs About Texas by Texans themed weekend.
Oh, so it's kind of like every other day here at Hank FM, but we're
pretty
we're
much
extra Texan. It's almost like we're your home for Texas country all the time.
Well, you wait for the next Sol staff meeting and say those words and see how that goes. All right. We'll kick that off Friday at 5.
Are you scared?
A couple of songs an hour, or definitely more. This has to be the easiest themed weekend we've done for the music director to schedule. It's like, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, coming up, we have Mark Chestnut, George Strait. Well, Conway's not from Texas, but we love him anyway. Lone Star. Yeah, okay. Clint Black. Yeah, that's just this hour on the way. And, of course, it'll be celebrated down in the fun Fort Worth Stockyards. Actually, starting today, it is the Texas Music Fest. It's third year. Mike Ryan, William Clark Green, but over 30 artists. And they use all the venues. It's very, very cool across. You got the Love Shack, Tannehill's Lounge, and the Music Hall, White Elephant. In fact, all the Tim Love places. So that's going on through the weekend. Billy Bob's will have on stage Dylan Scott, Jordan Davis, and, of course, that Keith Urban pop-up show we talked about for the reality singing series, The Road, produced by Taylor Sheridan and Blake Shelton. That is, even though the tickets were free, all the free tickets have been accounted and claimed for Sunday there at Tannehill's. Man, that'd be cool to go in, right? It is tomorrow that it opens up. We've been talking about it this week.
Oh, yeah.
North Richland Hills, the Peppa Pig theme park, officially open tomorrow out there. It's on Grapevine Highway, Highway 26. You'll see it, the droves of children. It's geared for 6 and younger.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that means the parents have to be there, too, and take them. So good luck with that. Godspeed.
Yeah, you're going to need that. Bring your patience.
My kiddo brought this up, and I guess did some math in her head, because Mummy Pig announced that she was she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She's expecting.
She's going to have 3 under 5, poor mummy.
Yet Peppa herself has never aged in the show. She's still perpetually 4,
mm-hmm.
and she should be about 23 by now. So we'll see if that is affected. It's weird. Mummy Pig can't ride any of the rides there at Peppa Pig theme park.
That's too bad.
So enjoy that. For the adults, you may want to head over there to the Dallas side. We apologize to Susie in Ireland listening online for the bad Irish accent. But just get ready, because St. Paddy's Day is around the corner. And
the whistle. Don't worry.
The North Texas Irish Festival. If you've never been, it's okay. Got caught in character. I apologize. Hit me with a Blarney Stone. That's going on there at Fair Park. If you've never been, it's worth going. It kicks up today and goes through the weekend.
That sounds fun.
What do you have going there, Heather Lee?
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but...
probably not.
There's a lot of the things in the yard. So I have a feeling we're going to do a lot of, like, mowing and pre-emergent and the weeding and the UIL competition.
Oh, yes.
For the mini-me. Boy, we're going strong. Poor thing. She's just practicing until like 7 or 8 o'clock every single night. And then she has practice all day long tomorrow. So we're doing that. We got Joshua's birthday party. And then I've been putting it off as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I may have to lean in and acquiesce. that I'm going to need a new car at some point.
Gotcha.
So, I know.
If only we had partnerships here at the station. We'll see.
I know. You're going to drive all the different ones and see if you like them.
Yeah.
And you got
to, I want you to literally kick the tires, all four of them. See what happens.
Yeah. I know. And now there's like all these Instagrammers where it's like, look for this, or your car may have been flooded and you never knew it. Mm. I'm even more paranoid than ever, if you can imagine that. So how about you?
Going to, once again, Laundry Mountain has rebuilt itself.
Oh, look at you go.
In fact, yesterday, I had a yodeler on Laundry Mountain, so we need to probably tackle that a little bit. But, yeah, it is a WWE premium live event tomorrow, pay-per-view. Elimination Chamber up there out of Toronto. John Cena's final Elimination Chamber, by
the way. That's it? No more? They put him in this chamber?
This is his farewell tour. Yeah, yeah. It's a cage, and then within the cage, there will be four wrestlers, actually five total, but four of them will be in their various corners behind plexiglass in a little booth, and they're randomly every, like, 3 minutes released. And then it's Elimination Chamber. And the winner of that goes on to face Cody Rhodes for the heavyweight title.
That's
there.
Quite an honor.
At WrestleMania.
Now, is it just me, or is there like a lot more wrestling than there used to be? Is that the Netflix tie-in, all that?
Amen.
Okay. I've noticed something.
Church on Sunday. And then, of course, we'll continue our Dave Ramsey course, which is also an Elimination Chamber of sorts when it comes to your finances
Sounds like something a married couple would do. And I don't know if you noticed, but there is the Fort Worth Bridal Show going on over at the Convention Center on Sunday.
I somehow missed.
It's not in February.
A thing. That's unfortunate. Darn. Speaking of, though, you know, the girlfriend went out last night and went to a... I did not go because it's a school night.
Okay.
But it's kind of been her cross to bear to get me out of the house. I'm the one in the relationship that's like, you know, going to be the homebody, and it's just, stay home. And then so I saw this when it comes to your weekend, especially for you couples out there. They call it, you know, one of the hacks out there. And a TikTok hack that's called the 50-50 method for couples. So this particular girl, Kira, says when she and her husband can't decide if they go out or stay in, they toss out percentages. So one might say I'm 60% in, 40% going out. And the other says, well, I'm 20% versus 80% wanting to go out. And whoever has the wider percentage gap means they care more. So that's what you should ultimately do. So we might try that. I don't know. I'd rather go out and just acquiesce than actually have to do math.
I was going to say, that's a lot of math.
Waking up the West Coast. It's KB and Heather Lee.